I wanted to talk about the 2023 released film called Cocaine Bear. The film had a budget of $35 million, and on its opening weekend, it earned $23 million. And as of this recording, it has had a worldwide gross of nearly $83 million. You knew going in this was going to be a comedy, and to not be taken too seriously, the film stars Kerry Russell as Sari, O'Shea Jackson Jr., dude that looks like, I want to say, a younger version of Ice Cube. In fact, I believe he played him in Straight Outta Compton. That's where I know him from. He was great in the film. Ray Liotta as Sid. It was actually Ray Liotta's last film before he passed away, which I read on IMDb was 1 week after he read his lines for the movie, sadly. The film also stars Margot Martindale. Last but not least, how could we forget Scott Seiss, the guy from TikTok fame with his amazingly popular skit on IKEA. So he was in this film for a little while, not to spoil what happened. In the film, it was about basically some sort of a drug runner who was flying his plane. He flew out of his plane with a bunch of cocaine, and his parachute ended up not opening. And so there was cocaine all over the woods, and a bear ends up ingesting some of that cocaine. From there, the bear ended up liking the cocaine just like it was candy, and he would seek it out. And as he was seeking it out, he was running into all these various people in the film. Some of the people in the film were there just to retrieve the cocaine. They had found out that it was somewhere in the woods and that some kids had found it and stashed it under a gazebo. Again, this is one of those types of films that you watch just for the fun of it and you check your brain at the door. I thought it was funny. The part Scott Seiss had in it was really funny. He played a paramedic who ends up with an unfortunate death in the film. The one thing that they did have to do was to make the bear hell-bent on getting cocaine. Without that part of it, it wouldn't have worked as well. The film was funny. I thought it was hilarious. It was entertaining. And I would give it 3 stars. I think it was worth watching.